This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives. Speaking of that, the Manix Easter dinner, I've noticed, like a lot of people, that I'm eating more.
Yes.
Gee, knock me over with that one.
Yeah.
Although I did read a story that some people are eating significantly less because of the stress of it, which is how I usually am. But I've been taking vitamins more.
Oh. Yo.
And somebody said that if you, I saw a story, if you're taking vitamins and you're starting to even out all the deficiencies you have in your system, your appetite goes up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you're trying to stay skinny, get off the vitamins.
What? I've never heard that before.
That's why I don't know if it's true or not, but I just heard it. 312-233-1019. Hi, Ginny.
Hi.
Your non-traditional Easter dinner consisted of?
Hamburgers.
Yeah, I can't go wrong there.
Okay.
No, it's great.
I like that.
With some relish.
I like that. With some relish. That's what I'm looking
love
for.
Love relish.
Relish. Okay. Yeah. Your non-traditional Easter dinner, Jolene.
Hi. So I actually had to work last night, so I ate McDonald's on my way to work in the car.
Nice. Nice. Did you also get a hamburger with the delicious relish? That Melissa
I did
to.
Not. I had chicken nuggets.
Really? Oh, did you?
Oh, okay.
Nothing says right. Happy Easter like chicken nuggets. It's like you're hanging out with Whip, Susan.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
I had plain white pasta with butter on it and a can of Del Monte mixed vegetables.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah.
Nothing like a can of vegetables to really celebrate the Lord.
Yeah, life's so different right now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Love the Lord. Love the Lord. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Hi. Your non-traditional Easter dinner was what?
My non-traditional Easter dinner was similar to your previous caller. I had chicken nuggets from McDonald's, but that's because my wife was in the hospital. We just had a baby.
Look at that. Aww. Congratulations. Hey, I was wondering, were you able to be in there for the birth of your child, or did they make you walk around outside? And wait.
I was able to be in there.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah, they let one person stay in there with her, and we'd gotten masks from my wife's sister. She'd made them for us. So we were in there. I was in there the whole time.
Sweet.
Aww, I'm glad you got that opportunity.
Boy or girl?
Little boy.
Attaboy.
Aww.
Good for you. Congratulations. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, good morning.
Your non-traditional Easter dinner was what?
We had fish sticks, pizza rolls, and some frozen corn.
Corn's better than canned corn.
Yeah, I do love that's a good plate of fish sticks to celebrate the holidays.
So good.
And then finally, nothing screams happy Easter like what, Mark?
Chinese takeout.
Nice.
Salute to the Wuhan virus, yeah.
There you go. To celebrate the Wuhan virus.
Let's hear it for that.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bat over rice.
Gosh.
Delicious.
Ooh.
Allegedly,
oh
no
gosh,
one knows.
Me.
No
upping
one
me
knows
auntie.
If that happened. It's
upping
just rumors. Kelly Ripa says she's currently not speaking to two of her three kids. They're in a fight because they won't hug her. Kelly Ripa does strike me as a big hugger. Having done that show with her a couple times, she's a very physical hugger kind of person.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think that's sweet.
Getting very, very emotional about this. So I was thinking, all right, well, if celebrities are starting to feel the strain and the pressure and we have to live through it, well, maybe we should tell our stories back to them. You know, you're really not that different. Like, Aaron, hi.
Hi.
You're currently having a disagreement in your home?
Yes. My 13-year-old son thinks that I am his maid and a short order cook.
Ah, yeah.
And I'm just living in his world currently.
Right.
So, starting yesterday, I believe it could have been sooner, but yesterday was the breaking point where I said, no, no more. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm no longer going to clean or feed you. That's what you said to him?
Right. Well, he's 13, so he can find his way to the kitchen if need be. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
You're not concerned about his survival. You think he can get through it.
I'm fairly certain he can get through it. Yes, I have very strong opinions, and I'm positive. Yes.
It says here that you describe him as he's just being a punk.
He is. He is.
Yeah, did you tell him that? You're like, listen, you're just being a punk.
Little punk.
I actually have said that to him.
And, pretty well received, is it, when you say that? Goes over well?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Pretty well received when you say that? It goes over well?
By well received, you mean rolling his eyes?
There you
go. Oh, yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. I we are in a stellar position at the moment. Yes.
Once he gets really hungry enough.
Really not that different from a 13-year-old. I understand the rolling of the eyes. Hi, Lori.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, current disagreement in your home.
Okay, so my oldest son and I are not speaking because we play Uno via iMessage every night with my daughter, who's in the city. We're in the suburbs. Okay. My daughter's in the city. My oldest son, my other one, lives in Minneapolis. So we all play. We do a FaceTime call and talk.
So you all play Uno over FaceTime?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So my son, the oldest one that's at home right now, got mad because I didn't give my daughter cards. Well, I didn't have a card to do that, so she won, which means he lost money because we play for $5 a game.
Gotcha.
So if you lose, you pay everybody else.
Right.
So he's mad because he lost money. I'm like, dude, we're not partners in this. Like, we're all playing separately. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I lost money, too. This is how it works.
Yeah.
You all
yeah, this is how the real world works. You gamble and you lose.
So, whatever.
Listen, dude, if you can't handle the Uno, don't pull up a chair to the table. If you can't handle your sister in Minneapolis schooling you for a five spot, why don't you just go sit on the couch and watch that Tiger King show?
Yeah.
A new study says the average diet will last 26 weeks, but how much does the average person lose in those first 6 months on their diet? 312-233-1019. Like, for example, Melissa takes the weekends off. So she'll lose like 4 pounds during the week and then gain 5 on the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, for a net gain of 1.
Exactly. Yeah. Otherwise, it would have been a net gain of more, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a win-win.
That's right.
I don't know.
Yeah. The average chocolate bunny, for example, contains 35 teaspoons of sugar. See, so you have one chocolate bunny. That's why your fad diet goes right out the window.
35, huh?
35 teaspoons of sugar.
I only eat the ears. Crazy.
Hey, Becky, how much does the average person lose in the first 6 months of their diet?
25 pounds?
25 pounds, no.
Oh.
No, less. Yeah. Less. The average person loses how much, John?
I'm going to go 15 pounds.
15, still too much.
No!
See, it hardly seems worth it.
Holy cow.
It hardly seems worth it. Alyssa, in 6 months of a diet, the average person will lose how much?
8 pounds.
There it is, right there. 8 pounds.
Oh, man.
For 6 months of hell.
That's it?
That is it. After 12 months, the average person loses between 2.2 and 4.4 pounds.
What?
So the second half of the year, you're putting it all back on.
Oh,
yeah, right?
No.
Yeah. It's hardly worth it.
Don't bother.
I say just stock up like it's winter, like you're a bear going into hibernation. How's your morning going, Alyssa?
Oh, okay. Ready for homeschooling, eating pizza all day, chocolate.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. How's the homeschooling going?
Oh,
yeah. Good stuff,
going.
Huh?
Yeah. It's going.
Yeah.
What do you have? What ages? What grades?
Oh, I've got it easy. I've got kindergarten.
Oh,
so that's my max there.
Yeah, you're just rolling right through that. A couple of kindergartners.
Yeah, color.
Yeah, I think go outside. That's one of the assignments.
There is a quarantine weight gain calculator. A job finding service called Zippia has created a quarantine weight gain calculator called the Quarantine 15.
Mm-hmm.
It predicts how much weight you'll gain while staying at home and quarantining during the coronavirus pandemic. The calculator asks questions about exercise, snacks, drinks, there's the problem, and length of quarantine. You can get the calculator. We should check this out.
We should.
By Googling Zippia, Z-I-P-P-I-A, Zippia Quarantine 15 Calculator. It's a lot of words. 312-233-1019. And maybe you've been in this quarantine for the 3 weeks and you realized, I have got to get in a better headspace about this. Well, that's what we're here to help with. This is Sarah Romotsky, who's the Director of Healthcare and Partnerships at Headspace, which is a global platform that promotes mindfulness, says you should do 7 daily affirmations. Melissa said, I only have time for 2.
Yeah, we got to narrow that down just a little
bit. Right, I've got to binge watch a lot of things. I don't have time to do daily affirmations. Among the ones she suggests, Sarah does, I'll be kind to myself. I won't put pressure on myself to feel a certain way. I will not let my worries overcome me. And my body is blank. Now, Sarah says, my body is amazing at its job. No. Not for you. After 3 weeks in quarantine, how do you finish that phrase, my body is blank? Your body is what, Christine?
Fluffy.
Fluffy, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Your body is what, Olivia?
Full of carbs, coffee, and alcohol.
Full of carbs, coffee, and alcohol. Yeah. Your body is what, Doris?
It's lumpy. I'm with Christine. It's lumpy.
Lumpy and fluffy. Good morning, show. Your body is what, Adam?
J-E-L-L-O.
Aha. Spells jello. My body is what, Julia? Gosh.
My body is on vacation.
On vacation. It's interesting you say that. Kim, your body is?
A vacant amusement park. So much fun to be had.
Wow.
Look at you.
And finally,
right.
My body is, your body is what, Megan?
A dumpster fire.
There it is right there, a dumpster fire.
Dumpster fire.
My body is a dumpster fire. It's kind of how I feel about mine right now, too.
Uh-huh.
Time for the weekend wrap-up. Everything wrapped up into one neat little package from an Easter weekend. I hope everybody had a good one. Somebody who didn't have a good Easter weekend, Kate Beckinsale.
Really?
She got an Easter surprise when a little bunny that was brought into her bedroom pooped all over her bed.
Oh, nuts.
Uh-oh. Yep, Kate Beckinsale tried to join in the Easter Sunday festivities, even including a real live bunny. However, she wasn't exactly left with the chocolate treats she was hoping for. Yeah, they wrote that.
Gross.
The star shared a video of herself snuggling with an adorable, fluffy white bunny while lounging around in bed. Just as it happened, the bunny let loose.
Don't bring it in bed.
There you go. So it's okay to just poop on the living room carpet.
Well, better than the bed.
I think the story's more about the bunny pooping than the location. Or maybe not. I don't know.
No. You kind of have to expect it. Just might happen.
Food Network has given Amy Schumer a quarantine cooking show.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Guess she's a big cook, Amy Schumer, leaping from comedy to cuisine. Mm. Testing out a new cooking series for the Food Network, the Discovery-owned cable network said it will unveil an 8-episode series with the working title, Amy Schumer Learns to Cook.
Oh, learns to cook.
The show will feature Schumer and her husband, who is a professional chef.
Oh, there we go.
Chris Fisher, in a 30-minute self-shot episode that show the pair cooking dishes while isolated due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Oh, that'd be funny.
See, speaking of videos, you see the video of Simone Biles, the greatest of all time?
Yeah.
You've probably seen the videos of people doing handstands and then changing their shirt while they're still in the handstand.
Yeah.
Like Jake Gyllenhaal did it, and et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Well, Simone Biles, you should probably try to find this video, does the exact opposite. She changes pants while in a handstand.
And there's no wall involved. She's just doing the handstand in the middle of a floor or mat or whatever.
She's amazing.
She's unbelievable.
Speaking of amazing, did you hear One Direction could be reuniting for their 10th anniversary?
Amazing.
I know. I'm on the edge of my seat. I can't wait.
It's their 10th anniversary?
10th anniversary. They're all 41 years old now.
Right. Oh, did Louis Tomlinson leak this story?
It says here, member Liam Payne.
Oh, Liam. Well, he's a little bit forgotten now, too.
Revealed the bandmates are in discussions, but didn't confirm or deny if former member Zayn, who quit the group, would be in the project.
Yeah, he was the first one out.
Zayn, yes. And he was clearly the least liked of all of them.
And he is the one who said, basically, like, I joined this group, but this isn't really my kind of music.
Right.
Like, I'm better than this is what the implication was.
Hello. Thank you, Liam. Selena Gomez has purchased Tom Petty's former Encino mansion.
Wow.
So now Selena Gomez is living in the former home of Tom Petty. The late Tom Petty.
Celebs like to buy each other's old houses.
Well, they're the only ones that can afford it.
That's true.
Yeah, Selena Gomez, the proud new owner of Tom Petty's former Encino home. Variety reports that the pop superstar recently dropped $4.9 million for the 6-bedroom, 10-bath mega mansion, which spans an impressive 11,400 square feet.
All right, I'm going to say something, but just tell me if I'm crazy. Doesn't that sound very cheap for what that is and where that is?
Well, again, you don't know exactly where and
that's
what
true.
The views are
what
and
I
the
would
location.
Think it was.
And yes.
Condition. If she wants it, I would think it's pretty nice.
Yes. So
maybe it's a fixer-upper for her.
Maybe.
Could be. Maybe Tom let it go for a while.
Maybe.
Who knows? Seth Rogen is a pottery head now, not just a pothead, but a pottery head.
Wow.
Is making his own ceramic planters.
Oh, man. Haven't you guys ever wanted to do that?
Not for a second.
What?
Yeah, because of that one movie where it's a romantic scene.
Ghost. You say that as though it happens all the time. People want to make ceramic planters?
Don't you? Don't you want to sit there and press your foot on that pedal and have that thing spinning around and just feel up and down?
Well,
and
that's
like
pottery,
shape it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can make a lot of different things. These
well,
are just ceramic planters. It's not like he's making like a,
I don't know,
like a gravy boat.
I mean, he's just making that's totally what Seth Rogen is making, a gravy boat.
Yeah. Right?
A gravy boat and a pipe.
Because seriously, who's ever said, don't you want to make a ceramic planter?
I think Melissa's right.
See? Thank
you.
You want to
make a ceramic planter?
Yeah, I've always wanted to touch that clay and put that water on it.
Warm it and like make it all.
That's right. You guys have been watching too much old, too many old movies.
Patrick Swayze.
Man, now I can't wait to go home and make a ceramic planter.
Yeah, totally.
You're oddball out.
Put that apron on.
Rita's is releasing a new Freezerita Ice Pop. This is how you do a frozen margarita in an ice pop.
Yummy.
Freezerita. So you can now get those if you decide, I don't want to drink anymore. I want to eat my booze.
That'd be good for summer.
Speaking of drinking too much, you see the 93-year-old Pennsylvania woman in isolation who is begging the world for beer?
No.
Yeah, it's a great picture, a great video. Went viral over the weekend. The 93-year-old Pittsburgh area woman using the powers of the internet to keep a stock of beer while doing her part to flatten the curve. Olive Veronese posed in her window with a dry erase board that read, I need more beer while holding a can of Coors Light.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Hopefully she
of course,
got
that's
plenty.
All it took is that being posted, and people were running to bring the old lady some beer.
That's nice.
Awesome.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, that's very sweet.
That's very, very nice. And then finally, on your weekend wrap-up. Russian men caught riding ice chunk floating down the river. Yeah.
Okay.
Like
a surprised witness in Russia captured a video of an unusual spectacle. Three people floating down a river on a chunk of ice. The video filmed Wednesday in Novokuznetsev. Shows three people standing on... It's not even close to good. I made that up.
Okay.
Shows the three people standing on one of several pieces of ice floating down the river. The three people appear calm. And do not seem to consider themselves to be in any danger. The people wave to the filmer as he shouts his surprise of the sight. And there's a picture of it. They are literally in the middle of a river on a small piece of ice. Three people standing there floating down the river.
I'd be terrified. It would tip over.
Well, you know, they're Russian. They're not scared of much.
Welcome to Lily's Bake Sale. Today, we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff. I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
Top three things currently trending here in the great city of Chicago. You ready?
I am ready.
At number three.
All right, so we talked a little bit about this morning about SNL coming back this weekend. Basically, musical guest Chris Martin covered Bob Dylan's Shelter from the Storm. I mean, that song choice was obviously very fitting considering the shelter-in-place order, and people seem to really enjoy it on Twitter. Plus, Tom Hanks opened the show from home, of course, and then he came out with his head shaved and said it's because he's filming a movie. And he also talked about how he had COVID-19 but has obviously recovered from that. And a lot of people loved it, but were also tweeting that it's really weird to watch it without a live audience.
I think we all kind of experienced that a second ago.
Definitely.
Very, very weird. Trending on Twitter, number two.
All right, so some new emojis were supposed to come out but are now delayed because of COVID-19. This goes for both Apple iOS and Android smart devices, which will not see these emoji updates until now, 2020. Unicode, that's who releases the set of emojis, says the delay will be about 6 months, and there's no official list yet of what those emojis are going to be or which ones are making the cut. But some considerations were crow, cooking pot, and a finger heart. And then apparently they're a finger heart.
Oh, got it.
Like one of these deals, you make a heart with your hands.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. So apparently there were a few emojis that were approved for later this year, so they'll come out with a couple, but the big list is going to be next year. But the ones that were approved are a transgender flag and a woolly mammoth. But there's going to be more to come next year.
I don't know how I'm going to have a conversation for the rest of this year until I get the woolly mammoth emoji.
Right, exactly.
There's also a green pepper coming.
Did you see there's something somebody sent me that it looks like the coronavirus?
The woolly mammoth or the green pepper?
The emoji. The emoji that looks like coronavirus.
Oh.
What is it? Was it supposed to be?
I'm not certain. That's what I was about to ask. Because it looks like the coronavirus, but I just typed corona and COVID into my phone and it didn't pop up.
Is it a green thing? I think it's when you type in germ.
I think it was red.
Oh, it was red?
But maybe it is. Hmm. All right, and trending on Twitter, number one.
Well, people have been running out of, you know, going to the store because we're running out of everything.
Yeah, it is. You type germ, it looks like the coronavirus.
There you go. Oh, okay. But so do you wonder what's running out of stores these days? It's new. Everyone on Twitter's talking about this. It is hair dye. And of course, they're like, where can I get it? Because it's just not on shelves. So not only boxed hair dye, but clippers have been selling out, according to Walmart CEO Doug McMillon. He also said that after people stocked up on the essentials, shoppers started buying games, puzzles, you know, all kinds of other forms of entertainment to find things to do at home. Mm-hmm. And then he also said the chain sold enough toilet paper in the last 5 days to give every American one free roll.
That is interesting because I just received an email from someone. That says, from Stacy, "Hey, Eric, I was wondering if Melissa found any toilet paper this weekend after everyone had to call in and give her tips on where to find some, and then she wanted people to go buy them for her."
I did not!
That's what she said. Yeah. Did you find any?
Not only did someone give me, like, 5 rolls, so I have a little backup, but I did go to a place. It was sold in bulk. I got $80 worth. It was a bulk buy.
Wow.
So I don't
think
I'll
need... Toilet paper till Christmas.
Yeah, I won't need any for a long, long time.
You're not going to say where that is? Everybody had to tell you where to go, and now you didn't.
I have no problem. Yeah, it was at staples.com.
Oh, wow.
Oh, guess where she got the idea.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
There you have it.
Thank you.
All right, there it is. Oregon's coronavirus sexual health PSA has put New York cities to shame by using graphic emojis.
Ooh.
Oregon is not messing around about messing around.
Aha.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
We imagine you may be wondering, is it still safe to have sex, tweeted the Oregon Health Authority weeks after the New York City Department of Health, their PSA went viral.
Mm.
Though the Big Apple's guide was very detailed, perhaps even too detailed for some tastes, Oregon's handbook during the pandemic includes explicit emoji graphics that leave little to the imagination. In fact, one user on Twitter responded, "This is the horniest PSA I've ever seen."
Oh, my God.
I think it's a good question.
I'm certain you do. Good news for those who are wondering about sexting toys and sex chat apps, all of which are mentioned or pictured in the state's guideline.
Okay.
They go on to do a big, long explanation that solo sexcapades are safe, and they encourage it with pictures of a variety of things I'm not going to tell you.
You will not even...
What?
I can't. I just
it's freaking whip out.
It will freak you out.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They
I
use the
imagine.
Word butt a lot in here.
Right.
And that's butt with 2 T's.
Yeah.
All right.
In fact, Oregon's public service guide may have cleared up a few questions on selective kissing, suggesting you should stick to a select group when it comes to kissing and not just go about randomly kissing everybody. Are you paying attention, Violetta?
Yes. Yeah. Pick one person and stick with it.
Oh, my God. I know.
They're not. No, they don't say get one person.
Just your close group.
Well,
friends.
Your close group. Just, yeah, right. Well, you know.
Again, you can define how close they are.
Their close group might be 9 people, but they're like stick to the same 9
right.
people that you're going to be kissing.
Right.
Which follows the update you might have seen that could have made weekend wrap-up last hour. Of the police who caught the woman who was stuffing for Easter plastic eggs with adult images and putting them into mailboxes in Florida.
Yeah.
You see her? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Florida woman. Placed plastic Easter eggs stuffed with pornographic images and other items in the mailboxes of scores of homeowners, according to cops who say they collared the deranged offender on Thursday night. Investigators allege that April Castoni delivered the X-rated material over the past several days, resulting in her arrest on 11 counts of distributing obscene items.
What a weirdo.
Yeah. Well, she's just trying to share the love. And, you know, a lot of people are finding it difficult right now to share
finding
the love.
Finding the love or sharing the
to
love?
To share the love. Well, okay. I mean, if you're in quarantine or stuck at home and, you know, the kids are stuck at home too. Like the woman we talked to earlier has the kindergartners, a couple
mm-hmm.
of them.
Yep.
I mean, it can't be easy to find the love when you got a couple of kindergartners running around.
Definitely not.
True.
Says Whip, who sounds like he's really struggling to find the love.
You know, I got a kindergartner right now.
Definitely.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
where do you
go?
Somewhere.
Where do you go? The garage? Remember the one couple who called and said, yeah, we're working the garage pretty heavily.
No, we just rent a hotel room. Figured
oh,
it out.
My
just
gosh.
Like, yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Hello, Hampton Inn. This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives.